Almost 10 years ago, on October 6, 2014, same-sex marriage became legal in Indiana after the U.S. Supreme Court allowed a lower court's supportive ruling to stand. WFIU's Benta Boutier reports on how opinions on the issue have and have not changed.
In 2014, lobbyist and president of 1816 Public Affairs Group Michael O'Brien fought against a constitutional amendment that aimed to ban same-sex marriage in Indiana. Former President Barack Obama had just announced his support of legalizing same-sex marriage
Most
2 years earlier.
Gays and lesbians are simply seeking basic recognition of their rights.
O'Brien says he could feel the shift in public opinion.
I was the county chairman in one of the biggest counties in Indiana. I very much felt an obligation to try to steer the party in the direction I thought it should go, to celebrate gay marriage and make sure the message that the party was sending that we were open and welcome. And oh my God, what a 10 years it's been. And not going that direction.
He says opponents of same-sex marriage in Indiana's State House reacted to stop the cultural shift. The Religious Freedom Restoration Act in 2015 was just one example.
We tried to amend the civil rights statute to protect LGBTQ Hoosiers from being fired from their job for being gay, which failed. we still, to this day, have not passed that.
Despite the continuing battle for LGBTQ rights, many married gay couples are thriving.
Daddy, you gotta be careful.
Hold up,
In the last decade, Kevin Howell and Andrew Roberts got married, moved home to Indiana to settle in Fort Wayne, built and sold a business together, and adopted two daughters. Howell served in the Army for more than 10 years. He says he leans right of center politically. Roberts is running for their county coroner in November as a Democrat. They got married in D.C. in 2014.
And we feared that unless it became legal nationally, that Indiana would probably be one of the last states to approve it, which did affect us because our plan was to move back to Indiana once he got out of the Army and I finished residency.
The initial ceremony was very laid back. Roberts says it was a relief to know their marriage would be recognized.
It kind of put to rest all these questions that circled around what our rights were. Even though we didn't have kids at the time, we were planning to adopt.
Howell says that 10 years ago, he was not as concerned as he is now about full legal recognition of gay marriage.
The legal aspects of it, the tax aspect, parental right, stuff like that, they're obviously so important. That just wasn't something that I ever thought about 17 years prior to that.
Nationally, acceptance of same-sex marriage dipped slightly last summer, but it is still markedly higher than 10 years ago. In 2014, 55% of people said they believe same-sex marriage should be recognized by the law with the same rights as heterosexual marriages. This year, that was up to 69%. Howell doesn't expect everyone to support his marriage.
I coexist with my friends and family that may not agree with me because I respect when someone has I'll use the word paradigm again, of gay marriage. Don't try to change that person's mind. Just treat each other good. That's all you gotta do. As long as they're not trying to change my paradigm, right?
Having their marriage legally recognized was significant for buying a house and adopting, but Howell and Roberts say the full effect of legalizing the same-sex marriage is hard to measure and varies based on couples' situations. According to the 2020 U.S. Census, Indiana had almost 11,000 married same-sex couples then. Micah Beckwith, the Republican nominee for Indiana Lieutenant Governor, believes all people should have the right to have their partnerships legally recognized. But he wants civil unions, not marriages, for same-sex couples.
We've been lowering the standards of what God said is right, true, and virtuous. We've got to get back to that. Again, it doesn't mean that you're not welcome. It doesn't mean that you don't have a place in society if you have differing opinions. But don't lower the gold standard, because as you do, society will begin to break down, as we're seeing.
Beckwith also supports adoption for LGBTQ couples. But he described married heterosexual couples with children as the gold standard. O'Brien says people on his side of the issue need to remain vigilant.
Fighting the right fight is important, so you don't slide backwards.
Same-sex marriages make up 2-3% of annual marriages in Indiana, according to state numbers. For WFIU News, I'm Benta Boutier.
A recent poll from Target Point Consulting says 63% of Hoosiers believe same-sex marriage should be protected.